Welcome to the Men of Iron podcast. Excited to be here with my good friend, Scott Davis. Scott, it's so good to have you up. Scott is our Clearwater, Florida Iron representative.
Yeah,
and
man.
He's representing us down there.
Tampa
making
Bay.
A big difference.
Let's go.
Yeah. What, how long have you been in Clearwater for, Scott?
Oh, man. Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah. Straight out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice. So that's where you're born and raised.
Yep.
Atlanta, Georgia. Scott was a
Georgia boy.
Yep. Georgia boy. Career firefighter.
Yep.
Career firefighter, pastor.
Yep.
And now an iron rep bringing the thunder.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
What's your favorite part about Clearwater, Florida, Scott?
Oh, the water is clear.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Clear.
It's tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very
I'm
nice.
A little jealous.
It's warm pretty much year round.
Yeah.
So
well, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're excited to be here together. Me and Scott have gotten to know each other pretty well. And he's like, you're like a brother to me, man.
Yeah.
Like my older brother. That's
I know,
how I feel.
Right?
Yeah. So it's special. But we're here and we're talking about, so let's give him an overview of the series, Scott.
Yeah.
So the next couple of weeks, we're in the month of April. We just came out of Easter.
Mm.
So happy Easter. Happy Easter, everybody out there. He has risen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. I think you say
good
he
stuff.
Is risen indeed is what you're supposed to say, right?
Something if like we're that. Going biblical, yeah.
Biblical.
He is risen indeed.
But we hope you had a great Easter, a great time with your family. And I think it's actually a great time for us to unpack, really, I feel like a challenging topic to unpack.
Yeah.
And this whole series over the next 5 weeks of April, we're going to be talking about money. Okay. And so here's the flow of the next few weeks. We're going to talk about money in the Bible today. So we'll spend some time talking about that. Next week, week two, a man and his money. Week three, marriage and money. Week four, raising your kids to be money smart.
Mm.
And then week five, practical financial tips.
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I feel, I suppose, unqualified to talk about these things, Scott, but somehow the Lord brought us together to be able to share our experience. And hopefully we share some good wisdom.
Yeah.
You know? That won't be ours.
Yeah. Experience at least. Yeah.
Experience.
Good and bad.
Yeah, certainly. But I want to be clear. I think, you know, and I'll speak for you, Scott, too, but we are not experts on the topic.
No.
Not experts by
not
any means,
all.
But we simply like our job over the next couple of weeks is just to get the conversation started about, you know, share some stories, share some experiences of our wrestle when it comes to following Jesus and when it comes to how we handle our money. But our job is just to be able to share that with you and hopefully encourage you, give you some practical tips, and more than anything, drive you to spend more time with God and in conversation with others about what God has to say about money. So that's the goal.
That's the goal. Yeah. Those are some good topics each week.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to hit it from every angle.
Every angle.
Like. So I'm excited to get started, man.
Yeah. And I'll say too, I don't think we're going to share anything profound. You know,
no.
A lot
no.
of what we share, I think is simple. You may have heard it before. And I'll also say this, we may say some things that you don't necessarily agree with. When it comes to God and what God has to say about money, but again, our job isn't to tell you what to do. It's to stir your thinking to pursue what God's calling you to pursue.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an individual thing.
Yeah.
Just like all the other five of the F's we talk about, it's got to be from your heart and what God tells you. So put an action to it.
Yeah. And put action to it. Don't just write it down, but put action to what God is nudging you to put action to.
Yeah, man.
Right. So here we go.
What's
all
the Bible
right. We're talking about money?
Money
in the Bible.
Yeah.
What's the Bible say?
Is there money in the Bible?
Money in the Bible. That's a good question.
I know.
It's all over the Bible. And I just know for me personally, okay, we talk about the five F's: faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances.
Yeah.
Okay. And we talk about balance. The importance of balance. And I know for me personally, and maybe for you throughout, you know, we'll probably share lots of stories over the next couple of weeks, but that our pursuit of money can lead to an imbalance in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's one that absolutely, like, I think, fitness can, you know, get some attention, but finances is one of the ones that I know for me that will take me away from my family, take me away from prioritizing my wife, because for some reason I get hooked. you know, on thinking too much about money, thinking about how to pursue it and have more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to talk about this a lot over the next 5 weeks, but it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's in every day.
Yeah.
So you can't really get away from it. The money, you got to have it.
Yeah.
So it can become a hook or an anchor or whatever you want to call it, describe it as.
Yeah.
But you got to have it in your life to survive in this world, unfortunately.
So. Yeah. There was a quote I read, Randy Alcorn. He writes a lot of good books on heaven and things like that. But he says, there's a powerful and inseparable tie between our true spiritual condition and our attitude and actions concerning money and possessions.
Wow.
So that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But so I think as we talk about the topic, before we get into even talking about money, I think we have to talk about the importance of having a firm foundation.
Right.
And so as an organization, right, what's the foundation, Scott?
It's faith. Our faith.
Faith.
Yeah.
Right. So we talk about the five F's, but we don't ever really start with just, hey, let's talk about finances. You know, we believe the foundation is faith. And why do we believe the foundation is faith? And we do because we know that life is tough and we know that storms come.
Yeah.
And if our foundation isn't in a good spot when the storm comes, our house falls.
Right.
Right. We pull that right out of Matthew 7:24-27. And I'm just going to read it. It says there, anyone who hears these words of mine, we use this verse a lot, and puts them into practice.
There it is.
Is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
Yeah.
Right. And that's contrasted to everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice.
Yeah.
Is a foolish man.
Yeah.
He built his house on sand.
You know, and unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff out there on money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get advice from a lot of different places.
Yeah.
But that collection of verses right there tells you that you have to go back to the faith, right? Because even I think Christian men can start accumulating some wealth.
Yep.
And unfortunately, sometimes the temptation is too strong.
Yeah.
And they forget the faith part.
Yeah.
They start leaning into the finances or the wealth part of it.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes crashing down a lot of the times, unfortunately.
So. Yeah. So it goes back to knowing, right, between the two builders. They both knew. They had an idea of what God was asking or how to build a house. They both knew how to build one.
Yep.
One built it the right way, one built it the other way. And so that's what we're going to talk about is like, one, how do we make sure that we have spiritual disciplines that are regularly taking us to God's word.
Sure.
Right. So reading his word. So we know the instructions, but then putting them into practice, right? Making sure that we're praying, right? Asking for God's guidance and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in this area of our lives and in all other areas of our lives. But the idea is to practice and implement spiritual disciplines into your lives. And I believe, Scott, and you probably agree with me on this, that if you're doing that, right? If you're taking care of the foundation and you're connecting with God on a regular basis, that he's going to, and you're asking him for wisdom when it comes to handling your finances wisely.
Yeah.
He's going to help you do it.
Right.
He's going to help you do
it. In the right way.
In the right way.
Yeah. Without the earthly human wisdom.
Yeah.
Which can get us in trouble sometimes.
Right. And how do you separate the two?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
So we go back to the Bible,
right? And so our today I'm just gonna I'll share this. Our hope is to encourage you to keep building your foundation, but also to lay a foundation on the topic of finances, right? Because finances, and we'll talk about it here today, there's a spiritual discipline tied to finances, which we'll get to, right? But the big idea is this fact, and we're going to talk about it next week too, that God owns everything,
right?
And I just manage it.
Right.
And so as followers of Christ, as Christian men, that's how we should be looking at it. You know, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created it all.
Yeah.
He spoke and it happened. And Scott, I'm curious, you know, I'll ask you this question. Has there ever been, and just shortly, has there ever been a time in your life where you didn't put God first in this area of finances?
Yeah, I mean, I think every man has to walk through that, right? Even Christians, Christian men who believe in Christ, you know, you come out of school, college, and you start making money, and you have to figure that out. And unfortunately, a lot of guys don't have the upbringing that are taught the biblical principles.
Yeah.
So they lean on the earthly wisdom that they see and they hear. And that's not always, we already talked about that, it's not always the best. So it's easy to fall into that. But yes, there has been a time where I got off track.
Right.
And we're going to talk a lot about what that track is.
Yeah.
But you can find yourself slipping in a lot of different ways in finances. And
And I think it's true. I didn't, you know, my parents were good Christian people.
Yeah.
But I don't think I had a foundation, right, built on biblical principles about how to view my money.
Yeah.
And so that's a question that we're going to have to wrestle through, each person on the that's listening, even me and you individually.
Right.
Is God in first place in this area of your life? And what does it look like to put God in first place? My friend Donna is actually the director of stewardship at a local church here in Lancaster County, but she said something really powerful. I don't know if it was hers or if she got it from somewhere else, but it says, we need to realize that God's already in first place.
Yeah.
We can only treat him like he's not. God's already in first place. That's we can good. Only treat him like he's not, and that we actually don't have the power to put him in second place. Right.
That he's
already in first place, and he wants to be first in every single area of our lives, including our finances. And when we don't put him first in this area, we'll get into trouble.
Yeah. I mean, and that goes for every area of our life, right?
Yeah.
But it just seems to be magnified in the finances.
Yeah.
Because that can get us in trouble real fast.
I agree.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Every day. Yeah. And we should treat God as if he's in first place.
Right.
And when we do that, especially in our money, watch what happens.
Yeah.
Right? Watch what happens. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established the waters. How do we make sure that we're putting him first?
Well, I mean, it's a love issue, right? It's an issue of the heart. Spend time with him. Want to hear him.
Yeah.
When you love someone, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
And so to stay close and have him as the priority of our life.
Yeah.
First place, it takes time with him.
And are we doing that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And inviting him into this conversation of our money. Donna also asked me this, and I'll share this, okay? But she said, when you think about this, okay, if we really put God first place, and again, we're going to talk about that in just a second.
Yeah.
Because we don't have all day to talk about this topic, and we probably could spend a lot of time talking about it. But if you think about it, if God created the world and he gave you, he's created everything, which means he's given us everything that we have.
Yep.
Right. For a lot of us, let's say, depending on where you are, you probably have somebody that helps you with your money. Right. Mm. They help you invest your money.
Hopefully.
And you've entrusted your money to someone, right, that you believe will do a good job with it. And they're supposed to have your best interest in mind.
Yeah.
As they're managing your money. Now, imagine you call them up and you ask them, hey, how are you doing with my money? They should have an answer.
They should.
Right? And we should be able to call them up and ask them, like, hey, how are you doing with my money? How is it? And how would you want them to answer that question if you called them and asked them?
Man, I would want them to say, it's just multiplying every day.
Multiplying every day, right?
You know, and you brought up an interesting word. I've entrusted them.
Yeah.
I think we're going to talk about that a little bit more.
And we will.
Yeah.
And so here's just the other question is, what if God called you up right now and asked you that question?
That's not fair.
Right? Hey, how are you doing with my money?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you doing with every single resource? You know, not just my money, right? But the breath I put in your lungs, the skills, the gifts, the talents, the resources that I've blessed you with, the money that I've blessed you with.
Yeah.
How are you doing with it? It's a powerful question.
That's a big question.
Yeah. And it comes back to this idea is that we are trustees.
Right.
And we've been equipped by God to have what we have. You know, Deuteronomy 8:10-18 says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
Yeah.
And confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors. And if you forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, right? and bound worship then, I testify against you today that you will be destroyed. I mean, it's like, wow. It's way more than just money.
Yeah.
But it's this idea of that God owns everything and I just manage it.
Well, it can be an issue of worship. I mean, if you let it get that far,
yeah,
he didn't like that at all.
Yeah,
he has to be first place. So if we start putting more emphasis on our money and how it can help us,
yeah,
it becomes an idol.
Right.
And so we know what God thinks of that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it becomes.
Yeah.
You know, something that we, what is an idol? Something that we give time,
yep,
attention, something we look at, which we'll talk about more later, right? Mm. More than we're looking at the one who gave us
right
what we have.
The source.
Yeah. So that's where we're going to stop today.
Yeah.
This idea of what are our eyes on? You know, are our eyes on the creator and the one who's giving us what we have, or are our eyes on what we have?
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
And I would just say, hey, it starts with the foundation. Right. Mm. Are you spending regular time with Jesus?
That's it, man.
Are you going to the one who has given you everything that he's given you? Are you spending time with him and seeking guidance,
yeah,
and wisdom on how to use it and multiply it for his kingdom?
That's a good word.
Yeah. So we'll stop That's there.
It. Yeah.
Anything? Any closing comments?
No, man, it's all good. I mean, I'm really looking forward to the next couple of weeks digging down further into this.
Yeah.
It can be an uncomfortable topic, but it's so necessary.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm on a journey, and even the fact that I'm talking about this has challenged me in so many different ways.
You're throwing out the big question the first week.
Yeah.
Are you trusting the source or the resource?
Yeah. Let's trust the source.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're wrapping up. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
What are we talking about next week? Week number two.
A man and his money.
A man and his money. So, hey, have a great day.
Yeah,
we'll
man.
Talk to you next week.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Men of Iron podcast. If you enjoyed that episode, you can go to our website, menofiron.org. You can also like that episode. You can ring the notification bell, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. But again, thanks for listening to the Men of Iron podcast.